Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Emily Valdez. Our top local story, in-depth team coverage of the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. Federal officials have really just begun their investigation. It claimed the life of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. The chopper went down in very foggy conditions early Sunday, and not all of the victims have been found. KNX 1070's John Baird is live at the scene with more.
Search teams are up on the hillside this morning. Some are picking up pieces of the wreckage and putting the pieces in white bags. Others are looking for the victims. Three bodies have been recovered, but six other people are still missing. There are handlers taking around cadaver dogs up on the hillside to help try to locate the remains. Amid all of this, Kobe fans, those stunned Kobe fans, are still stopping by.
It's shocking. It's hasn't sunk in yet. It's really shocking.
He said he waited until today to come to the location.
Well, I wanted to come the day I saw it, but it was just overwhelming. And I happened to come by the 101. I had to stop over here.
So he stopped by today. Meantime, the NTSB is flying a drone overhead today. They're trying to do a lot of their investigative work, including mapping the debris. And they say that very soon they'll be moving the wreckage to a secure location. We will have a 4 o'clock news conference. We will be carrying it live on KNX, the update on the investigation by the NTSB. Reporting live in Calabasas, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Today's season opener for Orange Coast College baseball. It's going to be a somber one, and that's because of the death of the team's legendary head coach, killed in the helicopter crash in Calabasas.
The team took to the field to practice one day after receiving the tragic news of John Altobelli's passing. Once associate head coach, Nate Johnson is now acting head coach. He offered this advice to the players.
Be in the moment. It's okay to, you know, if you're crying running down the first baseline, you're crying running down the first baseline, you know. And it's going to be tough, but it's going to be good. It's going to be a good day for everybody.
Michael Reilich will be the starting pitcher today.
It's not just way bigger than baseball. Like, baseball's our last concern with this or that. It's just we're doing this for him.
He says the support from the staff and everyone else has been unreal. The team won 4 state championships under Altobelli's leadership, including last year's. He was also named the National Coach of the Year by the American Baseball Coaches Association. At Orange Coast College, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Coach Alto's father, Jim Altobelli, says while he's grieving the loss of his son, he's proud of all he accomplished at Orange Coast College.
I love baseball. I played baseball, coached baseball, but I was never as good as John, on the field or off. He is something else. And truly missed. I mean, all his ball players just absolutely think the world of him.
Altobelli says because of a family disagreement that he wouldn't go into, he hasn't seen his granddaughter, Alyssa, in a few years. She and her mom, Terry Carey, died along with their dad in the helicopter crash. Stay with KNX 1070. We're going to have the very latest on the crash and the aftermath. We have continuing in-depth team coverage. U.S. health officials say there's no known threat of a coronavirus outbreak in America, even though the virus has been detected here.
There have been at least 5 confirmed cases of the pneumonia-like and deadly coronavirus here in the United States. Each patient, though, had traveled to Wuhan, did not actually contract the virus here in the U.S., but more than 4,500 cases reported in China.
China is reporting more than 100 deaths. That is a high rate. The cases that have been identified skew to the severe. including patients who are older or have other illnesses.
That's HHS Secretary Alex Azar. He says the United States is recommending that people avoid any unnecessary travel between the United States and China, and says that there will be rolling inspections at 20 different airports with a newly devised test to determine if travelers arriving to the country have been infected with coronavirus. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. County's new computerized voting system gets conditional approval from California's Secretary of State.
The system is the first of its kind in the nation, but some have concerns, like Susan Greenhall, who tells KNX that the printed receipt may not be accurate. Most voters don't check.
So if there was some sort of programming error or worse, like malicious software in there designed to change votes from one candidate to the other, it's very unlikely that the voter would notice, even though it's recorded on a paper ballot.
Secretary of State Alex Padilla tells KNX it's a good system.
It ran through all the tests and with a couple of additional conditions that we placed on Los Angeles County and that they've accepted, we think we're good to go for voters to benefit from it in the presidential primary.
Those conditions include offering voters the option of using a hand-marked paper ballot. The primary is March 3rd. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.